Hi guys, I'm Carlos Alberto Diego from FNR. Before you listen to this podcast, I've got something to say. Without our great friends at the Lanco Group, FNR would not be here. If you need a civil engineer for your residential, commercial or industrial work, support Lanco. You know why? Because Tony Georgiadis and his team absolutely love football and they support FNR to the hilt. Give them a call on 1300 152 626. That's 1300 152 626. Thanks again. And support Lanco Group. They're terrific guys who support FNR. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Streaming football 24/7. You're on FNR Football Nation Radio, broadcasting live across Australia and live across the world. This is Calcio Cafe with Carlos Alberto Diego. And of course, we've got some UEFA Champions League games in progress at the moment at halftime. Manchester United are nil, and Sevilla nil, Roma are nil, and Shakhtar Donetsk are nil also at halftime. In the English Championship at halftime, QPR are 2-0 up at Aston Villa, Hull City are 2-0 up at Ipswich Town. We've also got Sheffield United up 1-0 against Burton Albion. Wolverhampton Wanderers are 1-0 up against Reading. And Cardiff City are 2-1 up against Brentford away from home. And, of course, Barnsley are 1-0 up against Norwich. Coming up in the cafe very, very soon, we have Paul Williams talking all things Asian Champions League. But first, we're going to catch up in Power and the Passion with Jeremiah Sullivan from Aussie Mags, the Newcastle United Supporters Club in Australia. Good morning to you, Jeremiah.
Good morning, Carlos. How you going? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, it's a real pleasure having you on, mate. I love passionate supporters. Even though you're supporting a team from overseas and you're still living the dream here, mate. Of course, Aussie Mags is a supporters group there for Newcastle United FC fans in Australia. How many Aussie Mags are there? And how many? How did it all start here in Australia? How did you all come together in the first place?
Yeah, so we've got about 2,500 members right now on Facebook and about 1,300 on Twitter. Started about 12 years ago, actually, in 2006. So we've been around a while in terms of supporters groups in Australia. Started through one of my good friends, Andrew McTernan, and he had moved over from Newcastle with his wife living in St Kilda. And originally it was just a way to get him to get over homesickness. So he organised a few mates in a bar in St Kilda at a 2 a.m. game, and they started watching games and then created a Facebook page, and then it kind of slowly and slowly got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's kind of grown into obviously an Australia-wide thing, and we're predominantly based in Melbourne. Our biggest turnouts are always in Melbourne. We have a decent following in Sydney, and then we do our best to organise things in our Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, but obviously with not one of our members there permanently and organising meets, it can be a bit difficult. But Melbourne and Sydney are kind of our main bases right now.
Now, Jeremiah, tell me what it's like for 2,500 people in Australia being so disappointed week in, week out for the
being miserable and unhappy 24/7.
Well, I mean, anyone who knows Newcastle United, I grew up being told it's a massive club, but you see their home games at St James's Park fill to brim every game, irrespective of where they are in the ladder or which league they're in. This is a massive, massive club, but they don't win things.
No, it's a massive club that's just underachieved for so long. And, I mean, you'll see, if Newcastle have won five games in a row and we organise a meet in Melbourne, we'll get 80 or 90 people there. If we've lost five or six games in a row, we'll get 10 or 15. So we're very much an up-and-down supporters group. When things are good, things are really good. Things are bad, yeah, things are really bad. But there never seems to be much middle ground with Newcastle. And, I mean, the amount of times I've got up at 2 or 3 a.m. to watch a 1 or 2, 3-0 loss away to Reading or Southampton or whoever it might be, just, yeah, the list goes on. But we're still there and we'll never stop supporting our club. Obviously, it gets hard times, but that's the thing about Geordies and Newcastle fans. Is they're passionate above everything, which is obviously our biggest downfall sometimes, because when you're trying to get things changed and change things at the club, there's always going to be 52,000 people there no matter what. So,
if I polled, 2,500 Aussie Mags, and I mentioned the name Mike Ashley, what would the overwhelming response be?
I'm sure there's one or two people out there that still think he's an all right person, but I don't know them. overwhelmingly unhappy. I mean, when I was living in Newcastle, there were all sorts of protests. The Mike Ashley Out campaign and True Faith have been great supporters of fans trying to get rid of him and support change in the club. I think Newcastle will never progress under Mike Ashley. And, I mean, the transfer windows with Rafa the last few seasons have proven that. He's unwilling to put in the money to support the club. I think we're the only Premier League club that hasn't broken our transfer record in the last 15 years. It's still Michael Owen from 2005, from 15.6 million. We're the only club in the Premier League not to have a £20 million player. Yeah, we're just not going anywhere under Mike Ashley. And obviously, we've had a few takeover bids in the last few months, and they've all been turned down. So he's anything is greedy. And until he goes, I don't think the club can actually move on.
I know it's few and far between, but what's your biggest moment of joy for Newcastle?
As a fan?
Yeah.
Well, I did my gap year after university in Newcastle. So I moved over to England, bought a season ticket, went to a few away games. But for me, so I went to, I think, 8 away games when I was there. And my second one, we beat Tottenham away 2-1. And we went there with about 5 or 6 players injured. We started with Perez up top. He'd never played a Premier League game before. He was 18. And we actually turned around beating Spurs 2-1 in London. So for me, that was probably the best. We also beat Chelsea when they were 15 games undefeated at the start of the season at St James's Park. So there's a few highlights there for me personally. I think we made the quarterfinals of the Europa League in 2013-14. We're under Alan Pardew when we finished fifth. But, they're few and far between. There's been a lot of negative moments as well. But.
Well, hang on to those moments really tightly, Jeremiah. They don't happen a lot of times. But I love your passion, mate. If there's some closet Newcastle fans out there in Oz listening to this right now, how do they find you?
Absolutely, mate. Send us a message on Facebook. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. We regularly update. We organise meets. There's a few things going on around Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane particularly. Always keep an eye on the Facebook page and we'll organise as much stuff as we can. Obviously, it's hard with the time difference and the time of the games, but we do our best.
Mate, when you have your next big moment, we'll be in touch and we'll get you on FNR to talk about it. But thanks for joining us today.
No worries, Carlos. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. That's Jeremiah Sullivan, the passionate, passionate member of Aussie Mags, the Newcastle United Supporters Club here in Australia. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk Asian Champions League football with Asian football expert Paul Williams here on Calcio Cafe on FNR Football Nation Radio.